How would you say, are you working here? Informal.
Werk je hier?
Werk je hier? How would you say, can you do that? Unless I ask you, you formal or you all, I'm expecting the je form. So, can you do that informal je?
Kun je het doen?
Can you do that?
Ah, kun je dat doen?
Doen.
Doen.
Doen. Okay. Kan je dat doen? How would you say, do you want to do that?
Wil je dat doen?
Wil je dat doen? And how would you say, are you doing that now?
Doe je dat nu?
Doe je dat nu? How would you say, do you drink?
Drink je?
Drink je. Up till now, we've mostly only been asking questions with the informal you, je, haven't we? We've said, do you do this? Do you have this? Will you do that? Etc. But when you're saying, you drink, instead of, are you drinking? Do you drink? Je actually gets a T. So then it becomes the same as u. So je takes a T, but not when it's a question. So the verb form of je takes a T, but not when it's a question. So, you drink would be?
Je drinkt.
Je drinkt. And you formal is also?
U drinkt.
U drinkt. Okay. And you all drink would be?
Jullie drinkt.
Aha. What is we drink?
We drinken.
We drinken. We drinken. So all the plural forms of the verbs, the forms for we, you all, and they, have the same form as the whole verb. Well, not quite all the plural forms, because when the formal u refers to more than one person, it still has the form with the t. But we, you all, and they all use the same form as the two form of the verb. So, how do you say, you all drink?
Jullie drinken.
Jullie drinken. How do you say, what do you do?
Wat doe je?
Wat doe je? And what would be, what are you formal doing?
Wat doet u?
Wat doet u? And how would you say, you're doing it, aren't you?
Je doet, hè?
You're doing it?
Je doet het, hè?
So it's not a question, so je also needs a T.
Je needs a T.
You, when it's not a question, needs a T, the same as the U formal, yeah? So, do you drink is drink je?
Mm.
And you are drinking needs a T. So, you are drinking would be?
Je drinkt.
Je drinkt. That's it. Je drinkt. So, the verb form for je has a T when it's not a question, when it's a statement. And the verb form for u always has a T. So, je needs a T, but not when it's a question. Because up till now, we've only asked questions with je. Or we've used verbs like je weet, you know, and je moet, you must, that have a T anyway, whether they're statements or questions. So, what are you doing informal would be?
Wat doet je? No, wat doe je?
Wat doe je? Wat doe je? Because it's a question, it doesn't need a T. Okay? And how would you say, what are you doing formal?
Wat doet u?
Wat doet u? Wat doet u? So, how would you say, you are going to Amsterdam?
Je gaat naar Amsterdam.
Not je gaat. What's I go?
Ik ga. Oh, no, no, ik ga.
Ik ga.
So it's je gaat.
That's it.
Naar Amsterdam.
Je gaat naar Amsterdam. How would you say, are you going to Amsterdam?
Ga je naar Amsterdam.
That's it. Ga je naar Amsterdam. How would you say, you can see it?
Je kunt het zien.
Good, well thought out. Je kunt het zien. But you can't understand it.
Maar je kunt het niet begrijpen.
With a P. I'm getting a grip of it. Begrijpen. It's a P. Je kunt het zien, maar je kunt het niet begrijpen. How would you say, you say it like that? Like that is just a little word.
I've forgotten to say.
Zee is zeggen.
Je zegt het zo.
It's not a question. So what do we need?
Oh, je zegt het zo.
Je zegt het zo. And how do you say, what are you saying?
Wat zeg je?
Wat zeg je? Wat zeg je? And how would you say, what are you saying formally?
Wat zegt u?
Wat zegt u? What are you saying? How would you say, you understand it, don't you? Informal.
Je begrijpt het, hè?
Je begrijpt het, hè? How do you say, do you understand it now?
Begrijp je het nu?
Begrijp je het nu? How would you say, why don't you understand it? Formal.
Waarom begrijpt u het niet?
Waarom begrijpt u het niet? How do you say, can you see it?
Kun je het zien?
Kun je het zien? And how would you say, can you see it formally?
Kunt u het zien?
Kunt u het zien?